You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good morning, 11 a.m. service. Can you just greet the person sitting next to you with a high five or a fist bump? Now, today, we're going to go through the second installment of our series called All That Matters. This is basically our finance series. The goal of this series is for us to know what Jesus talked about, what Jesus mentioned, or what he talked about when it comes to money, possessions, and finances. If you want to know why we need to talk about these things, why we need to have a series about faith and finances, and that is because the Bible talks a lot about money, surprisingly. 16 out of the 38 parables, 1 out of 10 verses in the Gospels, and 2,000 verses in the Bible talks about money, possessions, gold, and all that. Meaning the Bible talks a lot about money. And that's because money is more than just an economic matter. Money is also a spiritual matter. We cannot separate the way we deal or handle money from our spiritual life. We cannot say, Lord, drita Lord, o drita akong kwarta Lord. This is all mine. I'll use this to whatever I want. This is separate from my Christian life and whatever. No, it is together. It is both a spiritual and economic matter. Now, the first week, we talked about Jesus on heavenly treasures, what he had to say about heavenly treasures. And we basically talked about this story about a young rich man who had an encounter with Jesus and asked him what he needed to do to have eternal life. He thought that he had to do a certain good deed, he had to follow certain rules, but Jesus told him, or Jesus wanted him to know that he could not save himself. No good deed would be enough for him to save himself. And to test this, Jesus told him, all right, if you feel like gi-follow nimo tanang law and tanang commandments, sige daw, i-sell ang tanang possessions nimo. Jesus told him to sell all that he had. Now again, this isn't to say that we just take this and apply this in our lives. No. Alright? We don't go home and sell what we have. You don't call your mother's ma, ibaligi ang baka, ang auto, ang balay natin, ibaligi anak, kagikan ko sa service about selling possessions. No. This was something specifically for him's scenario. It was to make him realize that he was not as good as he thought he was, and that he was still in need of a savior, because he needed to learn that he had to store heavenly treasures, not earthly treasures. And basically, when we wrapped up that installment, we came to understand that we ought to value heavenly treasures by sharing with others who are in need. We need to share people who are in need. Now, this week, we're going to talk about tithing. All right, we're going to talk about what Jesus has to say about tithes. If you're wondering, di ba nag-tithes sa tag-bago lang? Yes, a while ago, as part of our worship, we did our tithes and offering. And now, we'll have a whole installment to talk about tithing. Why is it important? All right, if you're new here, you're wondering, what is tithing? Why should we tithe? We're going to tackle that in this installment of All That Matters. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly ready them to Matthew 23, verse 23. So I'm going to be basing on this one verse primarily. It says there, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." What we just read a while ago is another scenario with Jesus and a certain group of people. Kung last week, it was about this rich young man and Jesus. This week naman, it was about the Pharisees and the scribes with Jesus. Now again, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were the religious leaders in the Jewish people. These were the people in charge with helping the rest of the people live spiritual lives, live lives according to the way God had instructed them to live. They were the keepers of the law. They transcribed, they recorded the law. They passed the law on to others, and they gave certain rules. So these were the scribes, the Pharisees, and to some extent the Sadducees as well. But interestingly enough, even though these people were like the keepers of the law, they were very strict in following the law. I mean, if you're going to think of someone holy, it was these people sigurang first matink nimo. The Pharisees, for the most people, for the Jewish people, they thought that the Pharisees were like the holiest people among them. And that is because they were so strict in following the law. But Jesus, when ever he would meet them, he had sharp words to say to them. In verse 23, the opening line there is, "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." In fact, the whole title of this chapter, Matthew 23, is seven woes to the Pharisees. The word woe there is an exclamation of grief, denunciation, meaning boo, or distress, or in some words, sorrow.
Dili siya woe, woe Pharisees. No, this is woe to you. Woe to you. This is something bad. The most I can describe this is like Jesus having a face palm moment. Parang, uy, mga Pharisees, ano gibuhat ninyo? Have you ever did a face palm before? When someone did something and you cringe and like, why? Why did you do that? Or ano kinahanak ka? Parang, di nyo magets, usig yung nahuna nimo at this time. You feel so bad about it or something. Well, this is what Jesus probably felt like when he was meeting these Pharisees because he said to them, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. He called them hypocrites. There's no one in the world that I know that would feel good nga tawag siyang hypocrite. Hey, thank you for calling me a hypocrite. I feel so blessed. Wala. This is a bad negative name to call someone. And Jesus calls them hypocrites. Now, why is it? As we go through this story, I'm going to look at this in two parts. Firstly, we're going to talk about what the Pharisees did. And later, we're going to talk about what they failed to do. And that's why Jesus was so mad at them. Firstly, it says here, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin. The first part is you tithe mint, dill, and cumin. So the word I highlighted there is tithe. So as I said earlier, let's get down to it. Now, what is tithing ba? Let's define what is tithing and why is it a big deal for us to understand what tithing is. Tithing, in a nutshell, simply means giving back to God the first tenth of our income. The summarized version of tithing is you give back to God the first tenth. Don't say tenth. The 10% of our income. I'm going to break it down, that statement, for us to further understand what tithing is, as we might have questions about tithes, especially if you're new here. Firstly, is the word tenth. I said a while ago, giving back to God that tenth. You see, the word tithe simply means to receive a tenth from anyone. The word tithe, okay, roughly translates to tenth. You receive or you give someone a tenth of what you have. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, God commanded the Israelites, you shall tithe all the yield of your seed that comes from the field year by year. See, the Israelites were commanded by God to give their tithes from their harvest, from their fields. The 10% of what they have, they would give it to God. They would bring it to the temple and give it to God. If they couldn't bring it physically, kailayo sila, they would convert it to money and bring it to the temple. The point is, God commanded them to tithe, to give. When we say give the 10%, it doesn't mean just the 10% lang. You can actually go beyond the 10%. That's what we call the offering. That's why we have a portion for tithes and offering. Tithes is the 10%, but offering is beyond that. And we can go beyond that if you choose to. Tithe is the starting point, not the finish line. We can go beyond that. Now, but firstly, tithe is the 10%. The second one is that it's not just any 10%, but it's the first 10% of what you have. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 5 says, as soon as the command was spread abroad, the people of Israel gave in abundance the first fruit of grain, wine, oil, honey, and all of the produce of the field, and they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. In other words, when harvest season came, they would just take 10%. Parang, uy, asay 10% gani ani? O, kani 10% ni siya. And they would just give it to God. No, they would take the first 10% of what they have. And the same thing with us. When we give our tithes to God, we give not just our 10th, church, but the first 10th of what we have. Before we spend it for anything else, you know, sometimes when the paycheck comes, pag natay sweldo, we're excited to spend. I'm gonna buy. Mag-online shopping na jago. Maka-order na ako Shopee. Karong 11-11. O, kato nakatawa. Guilty. Mag-shopping na jago. Mag-ato na jago. Eat all you can. Chance na ni. Nanay sweldo. Diba, you've been looking forward to spending what you wanted to spend. Buy something new. Go on a trip or whatever. But before we do all of that, whether it's a want or a need, it's something serious, or just something that you want to spend your money on, the first thing we need to understand is that we give our tithe first. The tenth first. Let me illustrate it this way. Say, married niyo dere, husbands. Diba, husbands, let's say you're eating a meal, burger and fries mo. And of course, you want to share something to your wife. Say, you're the kind husband that you are. There's a world of difference when you share first. Pag init pang pagkaon, abot ang order ni mo, kung imong hiwaon ang burger, you share it first to your wife. There's a world of difference when you do that compared to ang bilin-bilin lang ihatag ni mo. You could say na pareho naman ang amount sa akong ihiwaon unta o sa nabilin. If akong i-calculate ang pinaakan o the bilin ng fries, it's the same thing, right? You would compare it siguro. But there's a difference in gesture when you set aside something first compared to giving what is left. The same thing with our tithes and offering to God. We don't just give God what's left. Parang, Lord, muna ning 10% na bilin. Yeah, Lord, muna yung tithe. No. Out of our abundance, the first palang, we give our tithes to God. The first tenth. And not just that. When you go back to the verse, it says here, and they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. Remember, the tithe is the 10% of what you have from your total income. I do understand that for some of us, sometimes before the sweldo comes in, gitaksa na, gikuha na whatever payment from SSS and all that, and all the other benefits that's straight na gikuha sa company. But the tithe is based from your total income. What your total income is supposed to be. So that's a reminder for all of us lang. If ever we've talked about gross or net, think about this lang. The Bible simply says that tithe is a 10% from what you ought to have. From your total income. The Israelites, they didn't have that challenge with us. They would just get from their harvest the 10% and give it straight to God, their first tenth. Tithing is important when we give the first because tithing puts God first in our finances. When we give God our first tenth, we're basically telling God, Lord, I'm trusting you for my finances. I'm putting you first above everything when it comes to my finances. More than my trip na akong ginaganahan or that order sa shopping ako nang ginahulat nga kulang na lang, i-confirm lang na ako, Lord. Or that eat all you can, I've been dying to go to, Lord God. Before everything else, I'm putting you first. In the budget, you put God first. That's what happens when you tithe. You're showing God, Lord, I value you first. I'm putting you first. Another thing, the tithe is not just the tenth or the first, but it's also full. We should give the full tithe. Every time sweldo comes in, we should give the full tithe. Dili kay, Lord, next week na lang ang other half, Lord. Pwede 25% lang ang tithe karon, Lord. Bawin ako na next time, Lord. No, we should learn to give the full tithe. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. God is specific in His command when it comes to tithes. Bring not the 99.9% tithe, not the 50% tithe, not the some kind of tithe, random number. No, bring the full tithe into the storehouse. Bring it to God full. Now, moving on, as we talk about tithing, let's talk about why should we tithe. We talk about what tithing is. It's bringing back to God the tithe, the 10% of what we have. But why should we do so? Why should we give our tithe in the first place? Diba, Lord, ako may nagtrabaho ani Lord. Ako ning sweldo, Lord. You don't know the hours I had to pour in to work to get this sweldo, Lord. Or if you're a student, Lord, I had to pray so much nga i-increase akong parents ang allowance. Lord, ano man, Lord, kuang panimo akong allowance, Lord. Well, couple of things I'm gonna share to remind us, to encourage us why we need to tithe. Firstly, the tithe belongs to God. Why we should give our tithes? Because it belongs to God. It's as plain as that. It is God's. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30 says, every tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It's not some other person's tithe. It is the Lord's. It is holy to who? To the Lord. It is the Lord. Our tithe belongs to the Lord. In other words, that's why I said a while ago, tithing is giving back to God the first tenth of our income because it's His in the first place. We're giving back what is His. It belongs to Him. That's why it should not be an issue for us to give our tithes to God because we're returning what is His in the first place. We're basically saying, Lord, kasi na may nagpa-prosper na ako, who made it possible for me to produce wealth? Who answered my prayers? Who promoted me, Lord? Who made it possible na makasweldo ko, Lord, in the first place or ma-hired ko na job? Lord, it's you. You are my source. I'm not the one doing all of these things, Lord. Yes, I work, but Lord, at the end of the day, you are my source and my provider. And we're giving back to God that and telling Him, Lord, I'm trusting you for my finances. That's what it means to tithe. We give back what belongs to the Lord. In fact, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 strongly says there, will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in your tithes and contributions? Whenever we don't give our tithes and offerings to God, it says here, we are robbing God. Picture a bank. Girab, kanang mga makita niyo mga movies, nakamask ang mga tao, naka-shotgun and all that. It's kind of like that we're doing to God. We're robbing God when we don't give our tithes and offering because it belongs to God. Now you might argue as well, di ba, everything belongs to the Lord. Yes, everything is the Lord's. All in the earth belongs to God. In fact, technically, what we have, all that we have belongs to God. We are merely stewards of what we have. God has blessed us with so much, and our role as stewards is to handle it well so that we can be a blessing to other people. That's why God called us to be a blesser, to be a blessing to others. And He richly blesses us so that we can bless more people. Siya ang nag-provide, siya ang source ani. Giving God a tenth of income does not deny that all our money is God's. It proves that we believe it. Whenever we tithe, we believe na, Lord, yes, Ikaw ang owns everything. And Lord, this is yours naman in the first place. I'm gonna give it back to you, Lord. We're telling God He owns everything. And giving our tithes is acknowledging that God is both the source and true owner of our finances. He's the source. Not some scheme that you thought of or not some way that you gibuhat nimo. No, God is the source of your finances. He's the reason why you prosper. He's the reason why you're able to produce wealth. He's the reason why you were promoted or your prayers were answered. You've had financial breakthroughs. Because God is the source and the true owner of our finances. Second thing, why we need to tithe? Tithing brings spiritual and financial breakthroughs. Anyone here, you want to have financial breakthroughs? I believe all of us, we want to experience financial breakthroughs. Kasi ganaan rin, mga increase sa salary, mga ga-work. For those of you students, we're believing increase for allowance, mga estudyante. Or you're believing for something, for a gadget, for a trip, or provision for something, house and lot, or a new car. But the point is, tithing puts us in a position to experience more of God's blessings. There is promise, there is breakthrough and blessing when we tithe. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, what Pastor King was encouraging us a while ago, says here, bring the full tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. We talked about this a while ago. We bring the full tithe to God. But what happens after we give it to God? It says here, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. God says, test me. I'm going to be so faithful that when you give your tithes and offering, I will bless you. Maybe not immediately. For some of us, we're thinking, Lord, I'll give my tithes now. I'll count to 10. Dapat na ng blessing, Lord. Pag-abri na ako sumpitaka, na ipulo kalibo, yeah, Lord, makita na ako. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? God is not a genie that we just force God or twist His arm and make Him bless us, Lord. Ako lang ibuhat, Lord. No. There's a right attitude and posture to tithing, but I'll get to that later. But the point is, when we tithe, there is a promise of blessing that God specifically says, when He says, put me to the test, and see if I will not show you how faithful I am. I'm going to pour out a blessing so much that there's not going to be a need. Imagine the statement there nga, parang wala na kayo matig a need. Parang if God will ask you, napakakailangan? Lord, wala na Lord. Answered na tanan Lord. And nakagrabe si God that He will not just give some kind of blessing, a little bit of blessing, but no, He will give so much blessing. And not just that, John Piper says there is an absolute correlation between faith in the promises of God and peace of mind and in giving away what we may think we need but don't. Meaning there's a relationship between faith in the promises of God and having a peace of mind, meaning to grow spiritually with the act of giving. When we give things we think we need but we don't pala, the more we do so, the more we give, the more we tithe, the more we grow in our faith in God's promises. And the more we have peace in our minds, there's a direct correlation, there's a direct relationship with that. Meaning there's spiritual breakthroughs. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says here, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says, live a life that is free from the love of money. It does not mean you can't use money, but it's free from the love of money, meaning greed. Discontent when you're continually pursuing and running after money. I remember the Bible says we can only serve one master. You cannot love God and money at the same time. But when we learn to love God, the good thing is we can have that peace of mind and we are assured that He will not leave us nor forsake us. That's why we should tithe. It belongs to God, and there's blessing in it. In fact, we reap the benefits when we tithe. It seems counterintuitive at first, parang, Lord, kuwaan lagi ko to give this much amount. But when we tithe, when we give that amount, yes, at first, siguro painful siya. I remember the first times I tithe, parang, Lord, daw kay pahak, Lord, tama na ko ni. Sayang na, Lord, pila na ni ka meals, Lord, pila na ni ka silog, makaon na kuwaan ni. Pang pa-survive na ni Lord. But here's the thing, when we give our tithes and offering to God, it puts us in a position to experience more of God's blessing. And again, tithing honors God. That's why we say it's part of our worship to God. If we want to worship and honor God, if we want to sing songs to God, give praises to God, one thing we can do is through our finances. And tithing is the first step in honoring God with our finances. Now, going back to the story we talked about tithing, if the Pharisees were so strict in following the law, especially tithing as well, why is it that Jesus was not pleased with them? Ano nang isang si Jesus? I thought these people were tithing. I thought when you tithe, you honor God, you please God, you give back to God what's His. It seems good. But why is it that in this story, Jesus was not pleased with the Pharisees? Now going back to the verse, our main verse says here, Jesus told them, you tithe all of these things. But the thing is, even though they tithe all these things, they've neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. This you ought to have done without neglecting the others. What's happening here is that Jesus is confronting them because the Pharisees, they were so strict in their tithes, okay? They were so strict in following to the letter of the law that they were so religious about it. To the point that even though it was not specifically stated in the law, they included in their tithes these herbs, mint, dill, and cumin. So imagine, harvest time, you have to give 10% of what you have. If that's fruits, it's easier. 10% of what they have, set aside ga. But imagine, if you're a person, you had to set aside 10% of these herbs. Pila ka dahon na, 10%. Iyapunin mong dahon, then 10% ana. Can you imagine the one in the middle? Nipis ka siya dahon. Imagine how much time it will take to count, to calculate. Pay 10% ani. Kaning seeds, pay 10%. You know what? The Pharisees, they were so proud of themselves because they were able to do so. They tithe. Dill, mint, cumin, and some other things pa. Now, Jesus didn't say it was wrong to tithe, to do these things. To their credit, they went beyond the tithe, the usual things that people tithe. They gave back to God. But the problem was that they were majoring in the minor and neglecting the major. Not just minoring the major. They neglected the major. They neglected something which was more important. The weightier parts of the law. When you go back to the verse, yes, here, justice and mercy and faithfulness. You see, think about it this way. Yes, kapoy mag-tithe og herbs. Mag-hagpat ka diha. Kapoy na siya. But you know what? We can do that. But it's nowhere compared to the more weightier, the tougher parts of the law, the more important parts of the law. Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Imagine what it takes to show mercy to someone. To show kindness to someone. To help someone in need. The effort, what it needs, the resources to do so. In other words, these Pharisees, even though they follow the law, they tithe, they were guilty of not showing justice, mercy, and faithfulness to other people because Jesus corrected them for it. In other words, they were not showing mercy to people. They were like, uy, nag-tithe na ko, I did this. Usa imong gi-tithe, mga prutas, vegetables, ah, ako herbs. Maayo kay ko. But yet, they neglected the more important parts of the law. They weren't able to show mercy to those in need of mercy, to those in need of kindness. Diba? When you have to show mercy and kindness to someone, it involves resources. It involves giving to someone in need. But for the Pharisees, apparently they didn't show mercy. Huh? Ano mata ko? I give my tithes. What is the thing? When you give your tithes and offering, or tithes for that matter, we can't boast about giving our tithes because it belongs to God. I cannot say I am generous because I give my tithes because it belongs to God. Imagine if you borrow something from other person, your friend, you know, shoes, sanina, blouse, whatever, and you return it. Do you ever feel generous? Ay, grabe ka, generous na ako. Kung giuli ako, sanina, kung gihulman. Of course not. You're returning something that belongs to another person. It's the same thing with our tithes with God. Generosity is what happens after the tithe. After we've given our tithes to God, and we still choose to bless other people, we still choose to give and bless to the people around us. That's generosity. Tithing is giving something that's originally God's. We cannot boast and say, grabe ko ka generous, grabe ta ka generous, if it's simply tithing. And that's what's happening here with the Pharisees. They were tithing. Yes, to their credit, that's good. I'm not saying it's bad to tithe. By all means, tithe. But they missed out something else entirely. That's like example lang. If you were a student, you went to class, perfect attendance. But never ka nakapasa or test, assignment, or project. You missed out something more important. Yes, it's important for you to be there physically present. Attendance is good, by all means. But if you don't pass your exams, your tests, your assignments, your projects, if you didn't do anything, oh sir, nakudiri. Bala nagbangibot, nakudiri sir. You still missed out what was more important as a student. And the same thing with the Pharisees. They were majoring the minor and neglecting the major. It had become a ritual void of any expression of love and trust. When they would tithe to God, it was more of, Lord, ako nang ibuat, Lord. It was more of transactional. And I hope and I pray that when we tithe, it's not transactional lang, na parang, Lord, you know, it's not like we're paying a bill to God, Lord, yung bill na ako, Lord, yung tithe na ako. No. It was void of any expression of love and trust. You see, tithing is our worship to God. If we are excited to sing worship songs to God, we should be excited. And there should be love, that excitement to give our tithes to God. They were using the tithe to make themselves appear righteous. The Pharisees were like, grabe mi ka maayo. Grabe mi ka righteous. And you see, Jesus endorses tithing without neglecting the important matters of the law. To Jesus, yes, tithe by all means, but don't forget the other things that God has commanded you to do. Don't forget the other more important things, which is loving your neighbor and loving God as well. Now, how can we apply this as we tackle this story? What can we do from this? How do we apply this in our lives? A couple of things before I'm about to end. First thing, and very direct, obey God. We're talking about tithing, why we should tithe. So if you've never tithed before, or you feel like you've compromised on your tithes before, this is the time to repent and realign yourselves and say, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to tithe. Not because I'm forced to do so, or because my Victory Group leader told me, mag-tithe ka na, so just do it, just follow me. Or, Lord, I want to tithe because it belongs to you. It's the right thing to do. I want to tithe, Lord, because it's yours. I want to honor you. I want to worship you, Lord. Here is the tithe. Here is my first tenth of my income, of what I have, Lord. And the second thing that we can do, do not neglect the weightier things. Do not forget. When we tithe, we've given our tithes to God. May we not forget to still show care to other people. When there are people in need, may we not act na parang, ay, di na kumutabang yan, nakatithe na bito ko, okay na ko. May we not neglect the weightier things. If you're a business owner, make sure to give proper compensation to your workers. If you have house helps in your homes, make sure to pay them the right amount for their service in your homes. May we treat others fairly. May we treat others in kind, in mercy, in justice, in faithfulness. May we not forget of those weightier things. As I wrap this up, I'm going to end with this point. Tithing demonstrates the existence of God and the goodness of God as well as the faithfulness of God. When we tithe, we basically tell people, I believe there is a God. And this is His. I trust in God. I'm actively demonstrating that He exists. He's my source. He's my provider. And here's my tithe, Lord. I'm giving this back to you. And tithing demonstrates God's goodness and His faithfulness in our lives. When we give to God, remember, the Lord says, put me to the test and I will show you how faithful I am, how much I will bless you. It may not happen immediately. It may not happen the way you want it to be, but the point is God will bless you. When we give our tithes and offering, there's a promise of blessing there. Tithing demonstrates the existence of God and the goodness of God as well as the faithfulness of God in our lives. All of us here today believing for provision, breakthrough in the financial aspect, know and be reminded that God is good and faithful.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.